Anna Banning first. We were in all sorts of trouble early on. Three of them out just for 8 runs, but then there was a couple of great innings. Their professional Marigori got 107 not out, and young Gary McClintock 98 not out, got them to 246 for 4, and Brigade were never at the races, losing wickets regularly, finishing up with 120. A big, big result for Dunamanawillan by 176 runs.
And as well as that, Eamon, we can move on now if you want to go through the other results. Coleraine beating Strabane.
Yeah, very close game that was. Corian getting 166. Their professional, Graham Hume, getting 48 not out. Strabane just 11 runs short, 155 all out. Aaron Gillespie top scoring with 59. And Ardmore, the welcome one, their first one of the season yesterday against the league leaders, Brady. Brady getting 235, which looked competitive, with Craig Young, 54, top scoring. But Ardmore with Steve Lazar, 69, just lost 8 wickets. Ardmore winning by 2 wickets. And then the other game yesterday was at Eglinton. Eglinton taking on Fox Lodge. Eglinton chasing 187. Brian Allen scoring 63 for Fox Lodge. Eglinton only lost the 2 wickets. Andy Miller with 84 there, batting very well. So Eglinton winning by 8 wickets. And if we go on then to the T20 competition and the championship yesterday, 2 big ones for St Johnstone, both at home. They beat Ballyspallin in the first game, and then they went on to beat Dundermott in the second game. So it doesn't happen too often for St Johnstone, but 2 victories in the one day yesterday, it'll give them a big boost for the rest of the season. The other results in that division, Killiecrooney beat Drummond, and Bonds Glen also beat Drummond, so a bad day for Drummond. But yesterday was all about a Brigade, PJ, the big result for Dunamana. Watch them go now, I say, they're my tip for the league. They didn't lose ground at the beginning, but they've got the bit between their teeth now, and I can see them going on a bit of a run. Obviously, they depend on all the results going for them, because they're still a little bit behind, but it was performance yesterday just showed the old Dunamana.
And Eamon, as you said, that you can see them going on a run. Do you think they will be able to catch up and catch the likes of Brady and Eglinton and just be able to push on from here?
Yeah, they're the one club that you do fancy could still do that, because as I looked at them yesterday, they're full side out yesterday and they were really up for that game. And now they're a side that, they're one side that you never can write off. I mean, 8 for 3 yesterday, a lot of clubs would have crumbled and maybe been out for about 100, but not them. There's always somebody comes in, and yesterday there were 2 or 3 of them coming, got their runs and won convincingly. That's going to give them a lot of confidence now, and they're determined. They want to do the double again this year. The Senior Cup, they're obviously going for a record, 7 in a row, but the league they won the last 2 years, they want that double again this year, and yesterday was a sign of the old Dunamana back to form.
And Eamon, what's up next now in the cricket world in the North West and in Ireland?
Well, a big game on Friday up at Brady, 5 o'clock start. It's the T20. Northwest Warriors are having a very, very good season so far. They take on Leinster Lightning, which is the cream of the Irish side. So that should be a cracking game up at Brady, a T20 game, 5 o'clock on Friday. And then next week, we're back to league action again. So all we look forward to, if this weather keeps up, PJ, will be beautiful. They're getting good crowds out here yesterday at Beechgrove. It was great to see that. And if this weather can hold up, we're going to go in for another very, very good weekend of cricket starting on Friday night at Brady.